Good morning, Atlanta. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, guess what? We'll hook you up with $100. Now, who do we have on the line this morning?
Jessica.
Hey, good morning, Jessica. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right.
How can we help you?
Well, see, I've been talking to this dude named Byron for a minute now. And, you know, lately he's been getting more and more distant. But, you know, when I try to talk to him about it, he doesn't want to actually express that to me. So I'm just trying to see if you guys can help me.
Okay. So give me a little bit more to deal with. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, we used to go out on dates every Friday night. Now it's been like, oh, I have something to do, or, oh, I can't do it. Then he's short with his text messages as well, too. It's just really funny, you know?
How'd y'all meet?
We actually met while I was at work. I was working in Linux, and one day I was down for lunch, and, you know, we just struck up a conversation with each other. Found out he worked in the same place I did.
Well, I can tell you already, we ain't got to call him. He done met somebody else, ma'am.
No, not necessarily.
I'm just playing.
Ooh, shawty. Terrible. Were y'all exclusive? Were y'all monogamous at any point?
I mean, we've never had sex. I mean, we were getting to that point where it was fully exclusive stuff like that, so.
Okay, so have you ever kissed him?
I mean, yeah.
Yes, I'm just trying to see if he has something to hold on to.
You gave him a tongue kiss or a regular kiss?
Just a regular kiss.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
All right, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to get him on the line and see how this all plays out. Can you tell me his name one more time?
Byron.
All right, we're going to get Byron on the phone. And don't say anything until we cue you in. But we're definitely going to try to get him to put down some facts so you'll know how to combat the whole convo once we get him online, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean, it seems a little premature, the relationship anyway, just because they haven't even had sex yet. She said they just look pet kiss or something.
I bet she probably get tired of him running around acting like she on Tyler Perry movie to my Byron.
I know that's exactly what I thought when I heard his name. Like, Byron.
Byron.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Byron, please?
This is Byron. Who's this? Who's calling?
Good morning, Byron. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, shout out to Shamia Morning for more quick. How you doing, sir? You
morning, got a second Byron. Talk?
Okay, good morning.
What's happening, Byron?
You said what we're calling you for?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going on, man. We got a morning radio show. This is a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Byron. Somebody called about you and just said that you were a good guy, and they were just trying to figure out whatever happened. What is the last relationship you was just in?
Okay, so I had this nice little chick. Her name was Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't really putting out too much.
Huh. Well, what do you mean by she wasn't putting out?
Like, every time we hang out, she'd come over, you know, she'd give me a kiss, and that's about it. A little peck on the cheek, you know, maybe even kiss on the lip. That's about as far as it went.
So
she always
y'all
wanted to go out to eat, never wanted to stay in the cook, you know, Netflix and chill, anything to that nature. It was always, let's go out, let's go here, let's go this. And it's had me question.
So let me ask you a question, Byron. Does she know that you expect things to move faster?
No, we haven't really sat down and dived in it too much. You know, once I started to notice a little bit of her ways, I just started to kind of do my own thing.
Oh, so you wanted her to put out, like, in a sexual way. You want her to put out, like, as far as sex.
You hear what he sound like? He just to the point where they want to communicate.
We in Atlanta, man. Yeah, oh. It's a lot of beautiful women out here. And if at a certain while, if you're not putting out and I'm getting attention from somebody else, then I got to do what I got to do.
All right, Byron. So we hear everything you're saying, bro. I done been through a situation like that before, but I played it all the way out, and it worked out for me. But I just got to go and inform you. We got to go and let you know. Jessica's on the phone.
Wow. So that's how y'all do me?
I'm listening to this, and I'm just like, really? Like, okay, I can understand, you know, you having women looking at you, trying to hit on you and everything like that, but that's a compliment to me. But you sitting here telling me that you getting distance on me because of the simple fact that there's plenty other females in Atlanta. And because I haven't put out.
Well, I mean, that's because I didn't think you wanted what you had. You know, you wanted me, but you're not trying to do things to keep me there. Mm. To keep me there, I know sex ain't the only thing, but come on, babe. You know, that's what I want, you know? I mean, damn, babe, like, we don't do shit. We don't hold hands. You don't even let me come to the house to cook or anything like that for you. You just want to go out and things like that. I don't know what you think I'm going to try you or something when I get to the crib or whatever the case may be, but I need more and more love and affection, babe.
Have you ever, been cool with Netflix and chill with him, not necessarily in a sexual way, but just on some low-key stuff? Like, are you afraid to go to his house?
No. I mean, we've talked briefly about it, but we never got into depth about it. But, you know, I've been hurt before. I've been burnt by people before. And it's just like, okay, you know, instead of me putting more bodies or more negative spirits in me or around me, I'd rather just wait for that one man who's going to be true to me like I am to him. Next man I have sex with is going to be my husband, point blank.
Okay.
Wow, I understand that. But before y'all even get to sex, you know what? I mean, sometimes, girl, things are also, you know, like physical, just physical touch. It sounds like that's one of his love languages. So maybe just try, like, you know, rubbing his back or hugging him or holding
his
hand.
Touch his ear when you talk to him and looking for his ID or something.
Give him a kiss on the cheek or
give
rub
me
his
a
head.
Sign.
Yeah.
Do anything that's going to give me a, give him an impulse to make it jump.
Right. Come on.
His heart, that is. His heart, that is. Right. So let me go and ask y'all what it's going to be, man. It's going, will it be a second date involved or not? Is it a second chance or not?
I mean, on my end, I'm willing to give it a second chance because we're communicating now, but we can't do this on the air.
Now, you heard her say her next person she has sex with going to be her husband, right?
Yeah, I heard that. I don't know about a lot. Oh, well, talk about that, though. That's communication.
Well, don't friend zone yourself, you know what I'm saying, at the ass.
Well, that's good, though. I'm glad they were able to talk it through.
I'm glad. So they're going to make up, right? And it's going to be all good. Everything. Good. Ain't that good, man. Congratulations. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100. And Atlanta gets to call up and talk all about y'all, man, and your newfound interest in each other. How about that? A-Town, y'all call us 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The streets 94.5.